Agent Kelp says the biggest public misconception over hate crimes involves definition.
When incidents occur, a lot of people don't understand why the FBI gets involved in certain things and doesn't get involved in other things. So the most misunderstood thing is the difference between a hate crime and a hate incident.
A common example of an incident would be a hateful but a constitutionally protected speech. A hate crime is an illegal act motivated by bias.
You have to prove that the subject acted willfully, that they acted because of race, color, religion, national origin of the victim, that they committed some sort of force or threatened force, a true threat, and that they were acting because the victim was enjoying a federally protected activity.
Federally protected activities include, among others, equal rights to public education, employment, and accommodation. True threats can involve symbols.
The noose and the burning cross, because of their history and what they represent, because of the civil rights movement and the violence associated with those objects, they're considered true threats, depending on the way they're used. If someone has a noose in their house, that's not a crime. But if they use it to threaten somebody and the victim perceives that as a threat, that's covered. The Jewish family moves into a house and the next morning they wake up and the swastika is on the front of their house. That could be viewed as a fair housing thing where they're targeted because they moved into a community.
Nor do the objects have to be their traditional targets. If an Alaska native or Hmong, for example, is subject to a burning cross and feels threatened, the FBI can investigate. In 2009, Congress passed the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crime Prevention Act. Agent Kelp says while the act expands the groups included, prosecution under the act removed one element in the hate crime definition.
As investigators, we have to prove that the subject acted willfully, they committed some sort of bodily injury, true threats are not covered under Matthew Shepard, and that they acted because of someone's race, color, religion, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability.
Anchorage Police Chief Mark Mew said just because an incident doesn't meet the hate crime criterion does not mean it won't be prosecuted.
What we want to make sure everybody understands is just because a crime might fall short of meeting the federal definitions of the federal hate crimes doesn't mean it's not a crime locally. It's still a homicide, or it's still a vandalism, or it's still an assault, or it's still a robbery, and your state and local police will still investigate those. And if hate's a motivator, that's going to be an aggravator at sentencing.
Kalp said that the Alaska FBI office has one agent assigned specifically to civil rights crimes. Kalp said if an investigation demands more staff, additional agents can be sent. U.S. Attorney for Alaska Karen Leffler said local law enforcement partnerships normally make additional agents unnecessary.
When any incident where a hate crime is reported, we immediately work with state officials, with the police department, and with the FBI, and they will be responded to, they will be investigated. And it doesn't matter that there's one person assigned. There will be a squad. It will be responded to.
Kupp added the public should know just how seriously the FBI regards hate crimes and civil rights violations.
It's fifth highest overall in the whole FBI. So it's behind counterintelligence, counterterrorism, cyber-based attacks against the U.S., and public corruption.
Kupp said in 2009, nearly half of the 6,600 federally investigated hate crimes nationwide were racial, with African Americans the leading target. Religion was second at 19%, Jewish first, Muslim second, and next sexual orientation at 18%. 13% were ethnic hate crimes, most commonly against Hispanics, and just over 1% of the hate crimes were against the disabled. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.